good morning, everybody. My name is Haiji Kim, and the title of my talk today is Supplemental Farad LEDs Increase Yield of Greenhouse Tomato by Morphological and Physiological Changes. And then this work was mainly done by my graduate student, Meng Yang Lin, in collaboration with Dr. Carrie Mitchell-Slack and with Selena Gomez as a postdoctoral researcher at the time. So the introduction is, light plays a critical role in plant growth and development. And particularly, light is a limiting factor for the greenhouse crop production during the winter month in the temperate zone. And so supplemental lighting has been used as an effective tool to promote plant growth and development in the greenhouse. And most common form of light is overhead HPS lamp. However, this light source provides a biased light spectrum, mainly a yellow to orange spectrum, and also it provides light from the top ceiling, so it creates the shade gradient along the canopy. LED has been popularly used these days because of the relative coolness allows them to operate in a very close proximity to enhance the photosynthetic efficiency, and also there are possibilities to provide a right light recipe to increase to optimize light environment. And my collaborator, Dr. Carrie Mitchell, did pioneering work in developing intra-canopy lighting LEDs. And as you can see from this photo, intra-canopy lighting provides a uniform light spectrum across the plant canopy. Then, what kind of recipe we have to provide? And based on the research findings so far, and red light is a basal light spectrum that effectively drives photosynthesis and promotes fresh and dry weight gain and leaf expansion. And blue light promotes stomatal opening and also increases photosynthesis and biomass production. And most common form of light recipe is the combination of red and blue LEDs, and because it has been proven that promotes plant growth and development in many plant species. And what about farad light? In fact, not many research has been done to investigate the spectral effect of farad light on plant production. And based on a few reported articles, it mediates morphological and physiological responses, and also induces stem elongation, particularly in young seedlings, and also it promotes flowering in long day plants. But there are no reports that showing the spectral effect of farad light on the long-term crop, like a greenhouse high-wire tomato. So the objective of this research is to evaluate spectral effects on morphological and physiological characteristics of tomato plants, particularly focusing on farad light effect on the tomato plants, and by comparing traditional HPS overhead lighting and intra-canopy LED towers with several light recipes. So materials and method. This research has been repeated twice in the year of 2016 and 2017 during the winter month, and melis was grafted onto the rootstock maxifort, and we provided a high frequency, short duration of irrigation to meet the 30% leaching fraction. Fertilizer nitrogen level was maintained in 200 parts per million, and we collected weekly growth parameters as well as harvest parameters, including the fresh weight and dry weight of individual plant part. That includes leaves, stems, fruits, and roots. And the light treatment, as you can see on the left-hand side, control, this is unsupplemented control, and HPS lamp, red light alone, and two different levels of farad light, low farad, high farad, and the combination of red plus blue light, which these light composition provided PPF at 230 micromole square meter per second, and farad light was not included in the calculation of PPF. So this is the data that's showing the spectral and thermal data for the light treatment and the natural solar background in the greenhouse. And as you can see, all the light treatment, as you can see from the HPS lamp to the red plus blue light, provided 230 micromole square meter per second, the PPF. And then as you can see, the spectral gradient was significantly occur along the plant canopy in the HPS lamp compared to the LED towers. And this shows the spectral ratio, and LED daily light integral was maintained at 13 square meter per day, and the background, the solar natural solar background, provided 4.7 DLI, and the air temperature that was measured at planted canopy was about 22 Celsius degree in all the treatment, which indicates that air circulation was effectively performed in the greenhouse. So this graph shows the tissue temperature along the three different levels of canopy, upper, middle, and bottom. And as you can see, LED light provided uniform thermal the temperature, thermal environment to the plants at around 23.5. But the plants grown under HPS lamp had a high tissue temperature on the upper canopy and then rapidly dropped down along the lower, along the canopy toward the bottom. So although I did not include other physiological data, this thermal the thermal environment actually created different physiological mechanisms in the plant along the canopy. So for example, because of the higher temperature on the upper canopy, the tomato grown under HPS lamp, the leaves, the transpiration and the stomata conductance of the leaves on the upper canopy was significantly higher compared to the leaves on the middle and the bottom canopy. And then, and also it affected the water content of the individual type of tissues, stems, leaves, and roots, leaves, roots, and fruits. And as you can see, this dotted bar indicates the tomato stems grown under HPS lamp has a higher water content in the stem, and leaves on the average value was higher, and then all the most of the canopy, the water content was higher. And root, particularly root, water content was twofold higher compared to the other LED treatment, indicating that the HPS lamp grown tomato plants build up high root pressure on the root so that it can effectively transport water from the root to the top canopy to better dissipate heat from the top canopy, where the heat, the stress can be the problematic. So this table shows the effect of different light treatment on tomato leaf characteristics. And as you can see, most of the leaf characteristics doesn't seem to be really significant different among the LED treatment, but including the leaf dry mass. However, leaf mass per area, this is an indicator of the leaf thickness, was significantly higher by the inclusion of farad light and blue light compared to the HPS lamp and then red light alone. And interestingly, red light alone also increases leaf dry mass, just like the other LED treatment. Although we didn't see the significant difference in leaf area by red light, but this data the leaf thickness was not increased by red light, which indicates that red light tend to increase leaf area, not the leaf thickness. So the mechanism of this spectral effect is different among red light, far red light, and blue light. And also this table indicates spectral effect on harvest parameters. So the far red inclusion of far red light promoted early flowering compared to other tend to promote early flowering, indicates that far red light promote the transition from vegetative stage to the reproductive stage. And also fruit dry weight, if you look at the fruit dry weight, inclusion of far red light increased the dry biomass of the individual fruit. So there seems like some biopartitioning is going on based on the different type of spectra. So this graph shows that fresh biomass production, and as you can see, LED light enhanced biomass production without any significant difference. And this is a dry biomass production. And this is a relative fresh biomass allocation among the different type of tissue, and then all the biomass was set at 100% so that you can actually compare, you know, what kind of how individual light spectra change the biomass allocation among the tissues. So the HPS lamp, in fact, increased dry biomass of stem, leaves and the stems of the plant at the expense of fruits. And far red light, on the other hand, reduced the leaf biomass to promote the biopartitioning to individual fruit, although total fruit biomass allocation, there was no significant difference in total dry biomass allocation to the fruits. So in conclusion, the individual light spectra and light source has different effects on plant growth biomass, leaf, and fruit. And this is a summary table to show that HPS lamp actually enhanced plant growth on the vegetative tissues, while far red light and blue light, red light, tend to promote plant growth of reproductive tissues. And biomass allocation was enhanced by HPS lamp, particularly on the stems and leaves, but the far red light and blue light tend to increase biomass allocation to fruit tissues. Leaf area and enhanced by tend to enhanced by red light, and leaf thickness were enhanced by far red light and blue light, and far red light increased the individual dry mass of the fruits, and so it produces larger and firmer fruits, and compared to the HPS lamp, where the fruit was more is smaller and watery. And the yield, although I did not include the yield data, far red light tend to provide a uniform fruit production compared to other treatment. And although there were no significant differences in total yield among these AI treatment. So if you'd like to know more about physiological responses of tomato as affected by different light spectra, please visit my graduate student's poster presentation that is scheduled tomorrow at noon. Thank you very much.